Even during this short sitting, as soon as mind settles down and feel mind is concentrated, the first part of the body that goes away from the awareness is my hands. Hands feel like they're twisted or in the air.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure why it is that. The other part, posture and the legs feel fine, and I know where they are and there's how they are situated, but hands go off the awareness.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yes.
which is I mean, that's one of the things with say meditation and settling the mind. You do have to be prepared for some weirdnesses. I mean, it's not strange, but it's not how we would normally perceive. So then, I mean, one of the ways, I think one of the ways is a, that's where, like, taking a certain sweeping attention through the body so that everything is included. Just like sometimes when you begin a meditation, to just consciously go through the aspects of from the top of the head down to the soles of the feet back to the top of the head, not in an analytical way or like in a 32 parts of the body contemplation, but more of a here I am, this body, this mind, and just kind of integrating it, picturing it, allowing it to be all present, and a sense of establishing a quality of loving kindness, and I think I used the last Saturday night talk that I gave, I used a phrase or an idiom of befriending the breath, befriending the body. And it's sort of like that befriending it, allowing it all to be present, is an interesting way to prepare the mind before you start to settle too much. Because sometimes when we do settle really quickly, then bits of us fall off to the wayside. So, no, they just sort of disappear. So it's a but as I said, you know, it is a once we start dealing with the mind, then you know, you have to be comfortable with things not necessarily always fitting into our quote unquote normal perception of things. I mean, generally, everything gets clearer and more peaceful, but then sometimes that's not the case. So there's I think that establishing of a quality of loving kindness and attention to the breath, the body being kind of accepted and befriended, and okay, I'm here. We're all here together. Is a useful way of integrating, and that's again that word integrating that I used right at the beginning of the talk. You start realizing that we do tend to either push away or don't attend to aspects of our experience that are either uninteresting or problematic for us. So then to shifting attention so that we're integrating our different aspects, and that's why as the Buddha's saying, the development of mindfulness of breathing is a development of the four foundations of mindfulness, body, feeling, mind, mental phenomena. So that it all belongs and has a place, but sometimes it's just having that awareness and acceptance and also paying attention to the feeling in terms of is it comfortable or not comfortable, because sometimes we can have aspects of our experience drop away, but it's not uncomfortable. There's not it doesn't feel out of the ordinary. At other times it does. So then it's important to sort of pay attention to that feeling, and then bringing a kindness to that, so that it's also welcome. It's there.